Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. If you just tuned in, you've been hanging around with us already today. Thank you for that, too. And don't forget to check out my website when you get a chance. It's a little bit of small business heaven, jbsba.com, www.jbsba.com, or jimblasingame.com, or if you like to type smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those will get you to what I call small business nirvana, where you can listen to thousands of archives. You can read hundreds and actually over 1,000 articles by now and find out about the hundreds of members of our Brain Trust, like our good friend and one of the newer members of our Brain Trust, Zoltan Ach, is the professor of the Merrick School of Business at the University of Baltimore. He's also the chair of the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor Research Committee, which is a very important organization that you've heard me talk about for a long time now, probably about 6 years or so. He's our good friend. Zoltan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here, as always. And I've got so many things to talk to you about, so many questions to ask you. But before we get into the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor, which is just one of the coolest things that I've ever seen to understanding about how entrepreneurship is working around the world, before we do that, there was an event yesterday in Washington that was put on by the Office of Advocacy over at the SBA. Chad Moutray was in charge of it, the chief economist there at that organization. And that's where, a year ago, that's where you and I met for the first time. And when we were on the show for the first time, what I'd like for you to do is tell us a little bit about what happened at that event. It was called Putting It Together, The Role of Entrepreneurship in Economic Development.
Well, this was a one-day event, Jim, that brought together people from all over the country, I think. All 50 states were represented. It was partly organized through the State Council of Governments. So all those people were there. And it was a mixture of sort of academic practitioners, consultants, and people that actually are down in the trenches trying to make small business and entrepreneurship happen. And the program was divided into sort of an overview where I gave a talk on how I thought you tied together entrepreneurship, economic development, and geography. And then there were sessions on the business climate, efforts to get nonprofits involved, regulatory issues, human resource issues, and then more human resource issues. I guess those are big issues for small business. Technology and innovation.
Well, now, Zoltan, there's not too many things. You've been doing this a long time. You've been focusing on entrepreneurs and small business owners, not only in the United States, but worldwide for a long time, for decades, I know. There's not much that you can learn because you've seen it all pretty much. But what would you say if you had to say something you learned yesterday, something that you thought was really made an impact on you, what would it be?
I thought it was just a level of interest in the subject because there were so many interesting people there from so many different aspects. And, you know, a lot of people get together frequently, but there were just a lot of people there from all over the country. And, you know, they were advocates. They were people working for their governments. They were small business owners. And all of them were just really excited. And the level of enthusiasm was just great.
Well,
you know, it amazes me. As you said, I've been doing this forever. And when I first started, I thought this was going to be one of those things that would last a couple of years and then I'd have to go do something else. And, you know, I'm now thinking maybe I could ride this wave out till I retire.
we're never going to let you retire, Zoltan. You've got too many things
that,
to offer.
You know, there's just increasing interest in this all the time.
Well, this doesn't surprise me at all. And see, I think that's going to... this is never going to end because, see, I see what's happening in the marketplace out there as a reversion situation. I think we're reverting back to where we started, which is that, you know, the original businesses were small businesses.
Yeah.
The original business people were entrepreneurs. The major corporation is basically a 20th century phenomenon,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it absolutely is. And you know, so, one of the interesting things about the Bush administration's initiative on this ownership society, which they were there talking about yesterday,
right.
You know, it reminds me of the old land rush. When the way people became part of the ownership society was they got in a wagon.
Conestoga wagon and took off hell-bent for leather, didn't they?
Yeah, and then they got a chunk of America that gave them a little bit of independence.
Zoltan, stand by. We're going to come back to this right after these messages with our good friend Zoltan Ach, ladies and gentlemen. He and I will be right back after these messages. Twin Tail, stay with us.
Until it's gone, and I found out.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Dr. Zoltan Ach, who is the professor at the Merrick School of Business at the University of Baltimore. He's also the chair of the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor Research Committee, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. Zoltan, before we go get into the gym, I want to come back to this topic that you guys discussed yesterday at the conference that was put on by Chad Moutray's group over at the Office of Advocacy. The role of entrepreneurship and economic development. You know, Zoltan, for years and years, communities developed their economic development organization was based on trying to go out and find companies to bring operations into the community, to build a car plant or a tire plant or some kind of a plant that would hire or some kind of a business that would employ, you know, hundreds of people, if not thousands of people. They would spend hundreds of, you know, millions and millions of dollars. And that was the basis for the economic development paradigm or model. But in the 21st century, I don't know what you guys discussed yesterday, but it seems to me that communities would be much better off and it would be a much higher percentage play for them to focus on trying to recruit entrepreneurs, not trying to get the big companies in, because there are not that many of those out there.
Jim, that's a great observation, and you've hit the nail right on the head. And the whole economic development community has now sort of realized this. And, you know, when you sit down with a mayor and tell them that model doesn't really work very well, they
mm-hmm.
know it. But no one has really told them that the way around that is really to go out and attract both people that are creative and entrepreneurs that by definition are creative. And of course, what you need to do to get that is you need to make your place sort of an interesting place to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so lots of communities are trying to figure out how do we make our community more interesting, attract those people that will do things, and then network those people to all work together, you know, men, women, blacks, minorities, because there's creative people throughout society.
Right.
And mayors that are doing that are going to start to see positive results. You know,
but it's requiring people to make some pretty heavy decisions, some pretty serious attitude changes about where to spend their economic development dollars.
That's exactly
because
right.
They've got all this infrastructure, all these organizations out there that are starting to be unproductive, but they're afraid to turn loose of the old system, aren't they?
Well, you know, here in Baltimore, we've taken our economic development organization and completely changed it, and we decided that there was really no way you can justify marketing money for economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter where you spend it, in the end, why someone put a plant in Baltimore or the Chesapeake was probably because the CEO likes to go sailing.
Exactly.
You know, it had nothing to do with how much money you spent.
Right.
And so it's changing slowly because you're right. That's the way it was done for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And people are afraid to try something new because they say, well, what if this doesn't work?
And the reason I wanted to point this out is there are people listening in communities all over the country that where maybe the community is not doing great, it's not maybe keeping up with the rest of the country. They need to be looking at the local leadership and saying, asking them this question: how are you spending the economic development dollars, not the industrial development, yeah, but the economic development dollars? Yeah. How are you spending those, and is it in line with the way the 21st century is moving, or is it an antiquated 20th century model?
Yeah. And you know, Jim, I'm going to add to that. All these other communities, the other thing they need to do is to look at their high school curriculum and make sure that that's a 21st century curriculum and
right,
that everybody graduates from high school.
Right. Let's move over and talk about the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor. Folks, in at least 6 years ago, I guess it was 1999, I stumbled onto one of the most important finds of my life. I found what I believe may have been the first Global Entrepreneurial Monitor. It was 5 years before I ever knew Zoltan Ach. I found it through the Kauffman Foundation, which Zoltan has worked, a group that Zoltan has worked with and I guess still works with, who helped to bring the first one, I think, to be in conjunction with Babson College. And they produced some international research on how entrepreneurship was developing around the world. And Zoltan, you are today the chair of the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor Research Committee. That you've got a brand new gem out right now. It's absolutely fascinating, and I want to thank you for the work you're doing. And I want you to tell us what we've learned in the years since the first one.
Well, you know, I have the first one here in my hand. It's actually funny. And it only had about 7-8 countries in it. It basically had
right,
the main OECD countries. And, you know, the first thing we learned from that one was something we sort of knew, was that the U.S. and Canada were more entrepreneurial than France and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And, we sort of knew that, but it was nice to see it documented. And we now have 44 countries in the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor Project.
How many people were polled in the first one? Do you remember?
Well, you know,
it was several thousand.
Well, it was 2,000 per country, so we had 10 countries.
14,000, 15,000.
Okay, yeah, 10, close to 25,000.
20,000, all right.
20,
how many
people
were polled in the last one?
Well, we had 40 countries, but we now have a sample that ranges from 2,000 to 20,000.
Wow.
Because you see, the bigger the sample becomes, the more interesting questions we can ask about women, minorities, regions.
Right.
So we're polling up to around 100,000 people now.
Wow. And when we come back, we're going to get some of the results of this Global Entrepreneurial Monitor with the chair of that committee, Zoltan Ach, right after these messages. It's 10 till. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers to take us out.
Your heart may be broken tonight.
Are you reeling in the year?
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Zoltan Ach. And folks, there's nobody on the planet that knows more about what's happening in the world of entrepreneurship around the planet than Zoltan Ach. And so I'm glad to be able to introduce you to him again, to continue to introduce him to you and to get him to join us to share some of his perspectives. What do we need to know, Zoltan? If I'm a small business owner anywhere in the world, and there are people listening to you right now all over the world, on the radio and the internet in the United States and on the internet around the world, they're listening to you right now. As a small business owner, what would you like to say to them?
Well, I like to say to them that the world actually is becoming a much easier place to be a small business owner, to run small businesses. And it's becoming a much easier place to basically get a stake in society and become partially independent. And this is just because politically we've changed the world, technologically we've advanced it,
culturally,
and we've educated people culturally about how this all works.
Free markets are a magical thing, aren't they,
yep,
Zoltan?
Absolutely.
Free markets, I've said for a long time that capitalism and entrepreneurship will precede democracy in China by a generation.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you go to China, those people are just so excited about free enterprise and markets. You know, when they got into the World Trade Organization, they all sat down, all the bureaucrats, and started translating all the rules into Chinese. They were so excited to be a part of this.
What do we know? What do we know about entrepreneurs around the world that you think would be something interesting for us to know?
Well, you know what's interesting is that when we, you know, one of the interesting things we found out with this GEMS was that there are really two types of people that we call entrepreneurs, but they're not all really entrepreneurs, right? There's those people that are struggling just to make things, you know, survive. They're selling baskets on the corner,
right,
or begging for money, or selling kites at the airport. And then there are people that have been able to somehow identify some opportunity, and they're trying to do something really good. And the interesting thing we learned is that when you look at sort of the underdeveloped countries, you know, parts of Brazil, Ecuador, Uganda, we know in India, we know lots of people in these countries are sort of just trying to scrape up and make a living.
Mm-hmm.
But in all those countries, we also find people that have a little bit of education, they have a little bit of money, and instead of going and working for IBM or McDonald's, they want to go out and start a business and become part of this enterprise culture.
And what are the numbers of those people? What's the percentage of people who are trying, who are interested in doing that?
You know, when you get down to those low-income countries, it's about 50-50.
Is that right?
Yeah, which is actually surprising. Of course, you know, when you get
half of the people in these sort of third world countries, less developed countries, half of them are interested in entrepreneurship.
Half of those that aren't working.
I got you.
Okay, or
right,
want to change.
Right.
So it's about, let's say, 10 to 20% of the population.
Right.
But, you know, when you look at China, that's about 200 million people.
That's a lot of folks.
What
about in the United States? What's the percentage of people who are actively planning to become entrepreneurs?
It's about 1 in 10.
So about 10% of all Americans are interested in starting a business
Or have actually started one.
And it's still a new business.
And still it's a new business. And of those in the United States, about 2 of the 10 are doing it because things are real tough. And they really would much rather have a job. So about 8 out of 10 are people that really see an opportunity and want to go do something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we still have a lot of places that we need to help educate people, get opportunity to them, get some capital to them, teach them how to do this, because, you know, we have a lot of people in this country still trying to become part of the American dream.
Capitalization is the biggie, I think, for the future of small business. We've got the technology. We've got the best practices. The markets are developed, especially in the United States and other developed countries. Capitalization, that's the challenge. And next time you come back, would you talk to us about that?
I'd be happy to do that.
I'd like for you to talk to us about how we're going to capitalize this new century of entrepreneurs, and we'll do that next time. Zoltan, thank you for being here. Good job today, and congratulations on the new Global Entrepreneurial Monitor.
Jim, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. By the way, you got a website you want to give us?
Yeah, it's www.ubalt.edu.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks, Zoltan.
Bye-bye.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, wherever you are around the world. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.